USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With a deadlock on coronavirus legislation, including money for unemployed workers and eviction control, the House's number two Democrat has announced the lower chamber will not return for any votes in Washington until at least mid-September, after negotiations between Democratic leaders in the White House on the next coronavirus relief measure collapsed, leaving millions of jobless Americans without immediate relief. According to the schedule released by House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, the House will not convene for votes until at least September 14th. Members will be working from their home districts, conducting committee work for the first 2 weeks of September. Lawmakers were initially scheduled to return September 1st. Hoyer said lawmakers would have 24-hour notice to return for votes on any new legislation related to the coronavirus. President Trump rolled out a series of executive actions over the weekend to circumvent Congress. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
President Trump was abruptly escorted away from the White House briefing room just a few minutes after taking the podium for a press briefing, but quickly returned to tell reporters.
There was a shooting outside of the White House. Seems to be very well under control. I'd like to thank the Secret Service for doing their always quick and very effective work. Somebody's been taken to the hospital. I don't know the condition of the person. Seems that the person was shot by Secret Service.
After the incident, the president said he was unrattled and then moved on to discuss other issues, including the stock market and coronavirus. The city of Chicago restricted downtown access by raising their bridges after a night of widespread looting and rioting led to more than 100 people being arrested and at least 13 police officers being injured. The unrest was prompted by social media posts urging people to converge on Chicago's business district after a man was shot on the south side by police. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
In these days of political correctness, NASA is joining the ever-growing list of organizations and companies re-examining its naming system, removing names that are insensitive and harmful from its vocabulary. Aunt Jemima, the Chicks, Lady A, Mrs. Butterworths, and the Washington Football Team, and now celestial objects are undergoing a rebrand. Eskimo Nebula and the Siamese Twins Galaxies are just two examples of nicknames that will be retired, according to the space agency. Many indigenous people consider Eskimo as a derogatory term because of non-native colonizers using it to mean eater of raw meat, meaning barbarism. In June, Dreyer's Ice Cream dropped the name Eskimo Pie after nearly 100 years. Reality television star Simon Cowell has been scheduled for surgery after breaking his back at his California home. Cowell fell while testing an electric bike in Malibu. The television personality initially has been doing fine under observation. Beginning his career as a record producer in the 80s and 90s, Cowell rose to fame in early 2000s as the cranky judge on American Idol. He became a household name with his often blunt and harsh commentary to contestants of the reality series. The judge has gone on to participate and produce similarly formatted reality shows such as The X Factor and America's Got Talent. He's also been credited with the success of numerous musical artists over the last two decades, including Fifth Harmony and One Direction. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.